We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are back. It is Marks and Reese, and every day this week we have been announcing, revealing a Levi, and today's Levi, Ike, is the best Philadelphia Philly since 2000. The nominees are?
The WIP Awards.
The nominees for Philly's Player of the 2000s, Cole Hamels, Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, and Chase Utley.
All right. You know, today is the first day, and Jack Heffer is not here today. He's been handing me the envelope. Like, today's the first day it's actually sealed. Ooh. I had to seal it the other days. Literally. I had to put actual moisture on there. Man, this is a bigger envelope, too.
A lot of work.
And the Levi goes to Chase Utley.
Right on the heels of J-Roll, there goes Chase, and this is chopped to McBride, who throws it. Chase is going to keep going, and he's safe at home plate.
Wow.
Chase Utley, you are the man.
Well, no surprise there, Ike.
My goodness, he didn't even give you time to finish announcing it before he rolled out the highlight.
Yeah.
I mean, the best Philly is easily Ryan Howard.
So Jimmy Rollins was 27%.
Okay.
Ryan Howard, 13%, and Cole Hamels with 8%. So even the combined of, because you could say that Jimmy and Ryan split their vote. Even
right.
With that, it's 40% to Chase Utley's 52%. No, I mean, no surprise.
No surprise there.
The people have spoken.
It's just good to see the voters still appreciate the best Philly during that generation. They haven't swayed by the people who say that Rollins and Howard are actually more important.
Yeah.
Well, there's no doubt about it that Howard was more important now. I mean, if you want to argue about who was the best, that's different. But more important, give me a break. You got to have a bat in the middle of your lineups. That's somebody that the other team fears. And that was number six, the big piece. Chase Utley, great. Great complimentary piece. Jimmy Rollins, great complimentary piece. But the heart of that lineup, the big piece, Ryan Howard.
There you go. I would agree with you, Ike. And I would say that Rollins, I mean, all the guys were, it was very.
They all had a role.
Yes, they all had a role. And I don't know if they win it without each other's contributions.
They need all of them. And we like to pick our favorite, right?
Sure.
I mean, that's what we do. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. I know Chase Utley, people get upset when you start, like Jack doesn't know what they're doing there right now. I want to just keep poking him.
I know. And you've tried. And I was worried, honestly. Like, I was worried that the voters are starting to get swayed away from the greatness
no, you
of
weren't.
Chase. But it's no, good
weren't.
To see. You know, it's a lot like Dawkins. Like, Chase and
it
Dawkins
is.
Are in the
– It is.
Except
it
one
is.
Actually won a championship. So it is good to see, you know.
Well, I tell you, you've been walking on thin ice this week.
He's got a sharp tongue this week.
Yeah, he does.
I was waiting for the famous Jack Fritz line of what his WAR was. Chase Utley had the third highest
second highest WAR from 2005 to 2014 in all of baseball. Would you like that stat again? Behind who? Albert Pujols. A-Rod.
Oh, wow.
I know. I already.
He had the second highest WAR for a decade?
Yeah. That's how do you spell that? HOF, Hall of Famer?
What's WAR again, Jack?
You know what it is.
No, I don't. Neither do you. That's the thing. You know
what
can't
it stands for,
it.
But yes. I can't explain it.
You still can't explain it.
It's a total compilation of everyone's attributes at a game of baseball. And ultimately, it ranks him out pretty well.
No, I know, because Ben Zobrist had the highest WAR in baseball one of those years, too.
Ben Zobrist played a lot of positions?
Right, exactly. That's my point. If Ben Zobrist was never a top player in the league, and this freaking WAR made him a top player.
Well, do you want the other stat that's floating out there now? Is that Rhys Hoskins and Ryan Howard have the exact same career OPS plus?
There you go. No further questions, Your Honor.
Who's better?
I rest my case. By the way, earlier today,
these numbers make my head hurt, man.
The best team since 2000, of course, was the 2017 Eagles.
Which is ridiculous.
They
weren't better. First off, they weren't better than the 08 Phillies. I don't care what anyone says. And they weren't even the best Eagles team since 2000.
Yeah, but you knew that they weren't going to lose because they won.
I know. The Super Bowl.
Here's where I will agree with the young lad. They won the Super Bowl. This is blasphemy. But I'm biased. The 04 team was an actually better team than the 2017 Super
More
Bowl.
More talent.
Correct. Boy, that's what
that's
I mean.
Sure. Yes. Correct. I mean, the 04 team was the most dominant Eagles team I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
So I understand that they're the best team since whatever. I'm just saying that they were honestly, the 17 Eagles were the fourth best team I've seen in my life. It would go 04 Eagles, 08 or 2011 Phillies, 08 Phillies, 17.
Right, 2011 Phillies had more talent than the 08 Phillies. Put the lineup and put the pitching staffs. Yep. It's relatively close, but it's not that close.
Yeah, from a talent standpoint, the 2017 Eagles were not the most talented team.
No. They were not.
I can name a couple other Eagles teams that were more talented than that Super Bowl team.
02?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Absolutely 02. Which is a perfect segue.
I'm starting to sound like a hater now.
I know.
Let me move on.
Perfect segue into the biggest blunder. And Donovan McNabb took the category easily with him throwing an interception to Rondae Barber or puking in the Super Bowl. That actually won.
Allegedly.
Yeah, there's no proof of it.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't say it's allegedly anymore.
It is alleged, man.
That should have been the once and for all week. Did Donovan throw up in the Super Bowl? Come on. Everybody realizes he did.
No, I didn't see anything.
All right, Twitter question, Jack.
Come on.
Put it up there. There you
did
go.
Did Donovan throw up in the Super Bowl?
Yes, his teammate said he did. I know you didn't see anything. Like, I know you're supporting your guy.
I'm just being truthful.
Well, it could have been dry heaving.
No, there was that.
Kind of what I heard it was. what I heard it was. Yeah.
No one was saying there was buckets of vomit coming out of his mouth, but anyway. All right, so that's that.
Right 92% of the votes Donovan got today.
He did, between the puking and the Rondae Barber interception.
But we ran Carson out of town for too tough on him.
Yeah, that's my point. Right? Like, even after settling that Donovan was underappreciated, people couldn't help themselves but to vote. You're being fair, I guess, right?
No.
No? All right. Well, there you go. We have one more Levi to give away tomorrow at 2:45.
And then at 4 o'clock tomorrow, we have a special Levi announcement.
We do.
Yes.
Yes, we do. And I can't wait for it. So 4 o'clock tomorrow, as we wrap up the Levi's for the inaugural year of 2021, we'll be doing this yearly now to where it won't be as difficult with the different teams, and it won't be all with the Eagles Super Bowl team's going to win everything. We will be giving away a Levi every year. For all these different categories. So there you go. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. We'll get back into the conversation on the other side. The Eagles obviously need to be rebuilt. Do you have confidence in Howie Roseman to be the guy that can do it? There's a lot of doom and gloom in Philadelphia right now with the Eagles. We'll talk about it because I get it, but I've seen Howie rebuild the team before. Why couldn't he do it again? We'll discuss on the other side. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We don't build the team to sit home in January.
You're damn right we don't, Howie. Marks and Reese, we are back. Let's check in on our Twitter question brought to you by Mark Schulers. Mark Schulers in Montgomeryville. They're the home team if you're getting engaged. Any type of occasion, birthday, anniversary, Mother's Day, that's where you need to go. Mark Schulers is my jeweler. Marks-jewelers.com. That's the website for him right there. Everybody, for the most part, is anti-Howie Roseman, at least on the Twitter poll. Do you have confidence in Howie to rebuild the Eagles roster well? I don't like how you worded that, Fritz. Do you have confidence in Howie to rebuild the Eagles roster well?
Well, because anyone could rebuild the roster, right? I mean, you could make draft picks,
Chibi,
all this.
But Chibi, do you have confidence in Howie to rebuild the Eagles?
Well, I know, but he could technically rebuild the Eagles, but he could not do a good job with it. You know, that's why I want to throw in the
well.
Well.
Okay. Well, 88% are saying no, they don't have confidence in Howie.
did you think that if I word it the
say,
other
yeah,
way,
it wouldn't really matter?
It's gonna
well,
be
I mean,
different.
That's not helping the percentage is what I was looking at.
Well, but, I mean, he could do his version of a rebuild. I don't know if it's going to be done well,
but,
though.
So, here's what I'll say to that, right? Like, so far in his career, right, and it's always tough because it was Andy was in charge, Howie was in charge, like, who was making the draft picks? Like, where is that line of demarcation? Then Chip was in charge, right? Like, after the second year, Chip had influence on the draft and Howie didn't as much. But here's what we know. In 2012, when Andy Reid was fired, Howie Roseman was the GM of a team that went from 4 wins to 10 wins and made the playoffs, mm-hmm. right? After Chip was let go, Howie Roseman, and forget about 2017, because obviously we know 2017, he got lucky with some of those picks, some of the free agent selections. But he took a roster that had been ruined by Chip Kelly, that had gotten rid of DeSean Jackson and LeSean McCoy, really stripped of a lot of the talent that they had. And he was able to get rid of contracts. He was able to move bad contracts to move up in the draft and take Carson Wentz, right? So I've seen with my own eyes Howie Roseman 2 times rebuild a team from being a poor team into being a team that became a playoff team and also a team that became a Super Bowl winner. And they won the Super Bowl in 2017. They also won a playoff game in 2018, and they made the playoffs again in 2019. Howie Roseman gets credit for that. So why wouldn't I think that Howie can do it again? I know he's made a lot of bad moves. I know the draft picks have been poor. I know the free agent signings he's missed out on. But now he is tasked with not trying to build the team while also keeping the window open to try to win a Super Bowl because they had been there. He is now tasked with rebuilding the team. There's nothing else to do. There's no other direction to go in other than up. And I think Howie can do it again, Ike.
Well, he's going to have to prove it. I mean, he's in place to do it, and he's the one with the task in front of him. He's going to have to show that he can build a roster through the draft. That's what he's yet to do. Has he hit on a player or two here or there in a draft? Sure he has. But we're all Eagles fans, and we follow the team every year. So we know whether or not he's hit on enough young players and whether or not this team has developed young players. You know, I keep going back to Andy because that's what I know. Like, that's what I know firsthand of watching a guy draft players, build a team through the draft and have core players. That's the thing that Howie has yet to display, that he can build a team through the draft and have core players that are from the draft. Right? We know he got hired as the GM in 2010. But you can't really give him credit for being the GM and having full control of the roster except for selective years.
Right.
Any time that Andy Reid was here, Andy left us with that talent that he was able to turn into a playoff team with Chip Kelly. You think because he drafted Lane Johnson, that made them a playoff team? The best players on that team was Andy Reid's players. Shady, DeSean, Michael Vick, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham. Those were all Andy's players. Those were Andy's players. Brent Celek. You know, they made the playoffs in 2013. They drafted Ertz in 2013, but Ertz was the number two tight end, not the number one tight end.
Mm-hmm.
So those players that they made the playoffs with under Chip Kelly can also be attributed to Andy Reid. The best players on those teams were Andy's players. It was evident because soon as Charles got rid of them, look what happened to the team. You know what happened? Howie had to go out there and rebuild the talent through the draft, and he hasn't been able to do it.
Nope.
Think about it. When Chip got rid of those players, other than Lane and Zach and Carson for those 4 years until last year, Those are Howie's best players.
Yep.
I mean, the other guys were Andy's players. And when the 1 year Chip had, I don't even remember who the hell he drafted.
Marcus Smith.
Right. I don't even remember the year Chip was in charge. I can't
J-Matt.
Remember. Like, those were his players. Okay.
Eric Rowe.
See?
Nelly. Him and Ed Manowich.
Ed Manowitz.
Ja'Cory Shepherd.
I forgot about Ed Manowitz, man.
Ed Reynolds. Taylor
Ed
Hart.
Reynolds, my goodness.
Right?
Yeah.
He went all packed. It was Pac 12. The whole roster was Pac 12. He's like, I know that guy. Take him. Right? So on the Super Bowl team, I'll start with 2013.
Okay.
Because obviously Andy's players are right. They were the biggest contributors then. Lane Johnson, Zach Ertz. Mm-hmm. All right. Big contributors in the Super Bowl team.
Yep.
All right. Fast forward to 2016. Carson Wentz, Vitae, Jalen Mills.
Yep.
So just over the course of those two drafts, major contributors on the Super Bowl team.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Barnett in 2017. I know that I'm not going to call that a good pick because he
still contributed, though. Yeah.
He contributed.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt.
He made big plays. So just with those drafts alone, even with the misses that he had, right? And if Nick Foles was a Howie pick or an Andy Reid pick, I don't know.
That was an Andy pick.
Was an Andy pick?
Yeah.
And he also missed out on Russell Wilson, who was there too. Mm-hmm. So, like, still a lot of contributors from Howie Roseman's draft, as him as the GM,
mm-hmm.
they contributed and they helped with the Super Bowl.
Sure. Yeah. Only thing I'm saying is that he has a harder job from the standpoint of there isn't much talent here now.
The core is pretty much none.
Yes.
Yeah.
His best players are still Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Jason Kelce, guys Andy Reid drafted damn near a decade ago are his best players.
Amazing they're still here. Meanwhile, the Casey Two Hills and the Prince Tego Wananahu.
Right. I remember him. That was a lineman.
Yeah. All right, back to the phones. Paul in Downingtown. Paul, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Paul.
What's up, Paul?
First, just as a quick aside, I'd like to remind everybody that from Ryan Howard's Rookie of the Year campaign for the next five seasons, he was pretty much the reason the Phillies were must-see TV. I know I don't want to spend my time on that, but I just want to throw that
do.
As a reminder. You know? But I'll say this about Jeffrey Lurie and anybody else that believes in Howie Roseman and his capabilities. Y'all are Charlie Brown, because every year, you know, Lurie lines up that kick, that first round pick, and every year, year in, year out, you know, that ponytailed CPA picks the ball up and throws it in the trash. And I don't know how anyone can see Howie Roseman has any real intrinsic value. I mean, the guy is essentially used toilet paper. There is but one use for him. And I can't believe that, you know, Jeff Lurie stood up there and defended him and was kind of like, hey, there's still some area on this tissue square that aren't all mucked up. You know, I don't care. That's not a good reason for keeping somebody. You know, Howie's made so many mistakes. If he was running a gas station, there'd be a block fire. I mean, it would look like Osage Adjuvant back in 85. You know what I mean?
Man.
When it comes to Howie Roseman, failure is the norm. It's the constant. Success is the aberration. And, you know, I don't care what you say. Maybe that's the reason no other team has a CPA, you know, a contractual guy.
So, Paul, let me just ask you, because you can't argue with the draft picks and the free agent signings, right? You're absolutely right with that. Can you argue with Super Bowl playoff win, playoff appearance?
Yeah, because he's not the one. I mean, if you're going to – I get what you're saying. If you're going to make him ultimately responsible for the failures, then you have to make him partially or ultimately responsible. So I'm going to give you some credit there, but – When you look at it, John, you have to look at the weight of it. You know what I mean? You have to look at the equity that he gets from his picks and his contracts, and you have to really take a balanced look at it. You can't just say, you know, you kind of sound like a yes man when you say, hey, look at the bright, shiny thing over here, the Super Bowl ring. But when you really break it down, like, you know, from an intelligence standpoint, he doesn't get the equity out of his picks or the contract. The fact that we won a Super Bowl is fantastic, but it shouldn't be enough to save his job, because there's too much failure. There's a lack of equity across the board. And just like you said, the guy that grabbed the fumble, the defensive end, yeah, but we didn't get enough out of that pick. The
you
fact
haven't.
That he recovered,
you haven't. You know, Paul, granted, listen. What you're saying as a whole isn't incorrect, because you're looking at not only the picks, not only the free agent signings, but yeah, Derek Barnett contributed with the Super Bowl run, but then what's he done since there? I mean, you're not wrong with any of that. But Super Bowl, playoff win, playoff appearance, and I'm telling you, they win that game if Carson Wentz doesn't get hit early in the game. Because Russell Wilson did not play well in that game, right? Like, all they needed was a little bit of offense.
And that's all they were going to get.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With that offense.
Yeah, with the torn butt muscle or whatever he was running around with out there. But, I mean, if you're being fair with Howie Roseman, he has had success. And, like, the 2017 signings, although I will even say that a lot of that is luck, they still count.
See,
it still works.
I think the thing with Howie, and again, he's going to get the chance to prove it, but I think this is what has people – hesitant to buy in. Has he had a reclamation project when you look at the roster? Has he had one this big? Where, I mean, now listen, if these young players somehow start to show us something this year, then the reclamation project won't look to be as big. I mean, there's a reason why people are saying with the sixth pick, they want him to draft a wide receiver. He's drafted 9 receivers in 2 years, I believe, and people still want him to draft a receiver because he hasn't
hit on
those receivers.
It's true.
So the big question that people have for him is, can he recognize talent?
Right.
Right? He's going to have the draft picks. He's going to have salary cap space, but he spent money unwisely. He's given money to the wrong guys, right? He spent draft capital on the wrong guys.
Yep.
So it's not as if the Eagles don't have the capital, draft capital, and in 2022 we'll have the salary cap space where you should be able to turn this team around. Does he have the help in place? Will he listen to the help that he has?
That's the question.
No.
Like if you want to see where the Eagles are right now, look at the 2017 draft.
Thanks,
all right?
Doug.
Like the
Doug said, I'm out.
The actual year that they won the Super Bowl, look at the draft, and this is where really they went downhill, because 2016 draft they limited picks,
right?
But they did pretty well with Wentz, Sayamalu, Vitae. Smallwood was nothing, but Mills in the seventh round.
Smallwood played a lot of games.
He did.
Probably more than he should have, but
well, I mean, listen,
9 lives
for a fifth round pick, not bad. But so start off with Derek Barnett. Contributed in the Super Bowl, but for the most part, now you have to decide whether you want to extend him or give him $10 million to play his fifth year, which I don't think
nobody wants. Nobody wants that.
But the fact Sidney Jones and Rasul Douglas, who are now elsewhere playing, and they didn't.
And starting!
They should be right now. They should have been starters for the last 2 years. They should have been your starters in at least 2019 and 2020. They're not even on the team. Matt Collins never developed. Donnell Pumphrey, we know what happened with him. Shelton Gibson, Nate Jerry's actually the best guy from that draft outside of Barnett. Think about that.
Is that a good thing?
Elijah
Qualls. That's not a good thing.
You can't miss on every pick in a draft, and that's what they did. So you know when you feel that? Not the following year or that year.
Right.
You feel that this year and last year now.
Yep.
Because now you're searching for those players that should be your starters, and you're having to go out and trade draft picks for Slay. And give them a ton of money instead of extending your own guys and working the deal and giving them some money and getting them on a below market contract. That's where you're hurt right now.
Yep.
And then the draft picks you don't have for Carson Wentz, Avante Maddox. Like, for a fourth round pick, he's been okay. Josh Sweat, he looks like he's okay.
Starting to come around.
Yeah, Jordan Mailata in the seventh round looks like a really good draft pick now.
Yep.
But that 2017 draft has killed them.
Yeah, you got no player out of that draft. You got Barnett, but
nothing else.
Yeah.
Nothing else. I mean, literally, the guys aren't even on your team outside of Nate Jerry.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Chris. Chris is in Langhorne. Chris, go ahead. How are you?
How you guys doing today?
What's up, Chris?
What up?
Hey, man, can I get some of that Ike juice or what?
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Listen, other than Howie Roseman, I think, kind of getting lucky and the things kind of fell in place for him that year with us winning the Super Bowl, I don't think he's the guy. I mean, look at the coach we just hired. Is anyone confident enough that this guy is going to take us anywhere?
So the word was that Howie was pushing for somebody else. Like Jeffrey Lurie, you think he doesn't have major influence on who the coach is going to be?
Oh,
or
absolutely.
The most influence? Okay.
Absolutely. But my thing has always been a football guy is going to know, a squirrel knows a squirrel, okay? And a football guy is going to know football. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Howie Roseman came in as what? An accountant or a glorified accountant?
Guess what? Guess what else? There's football guys that suck too, right?
No, I'm not saying they're all good.
Like Ryan Grigson, who was a part of this organization at one point, right? Like he went to the Colts and totally blew that up. He was a football guy.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Why are we not the teams like the Patriots, like Pittsburgh, like these, like Dallas in the years that they were winning those Super Bowls back to back to back? You know what I'm saying? Like, why, what are we not doing that they are doing?
Drafting.
Right.
Well, by the way, the Patriots don't draft well, so that's not true. That was Tom Brady, and I just want to say Bill Belichick.
I mean, he's going to be always one of a kind, and I think he surpasses Steve Young, Joe Montana. He's going to surpass a lot of guys, and it's going to be hard for anyone to beat his record.
Yep.
But to be honest with you,
Tom,
I think we're going more downhill than we are going back uphill. You know, I really thought in 2017 we had a really good team, and they were on fire, and I thought that was gonna you know, move into 2018. Into that season, and then when everything started to fall apart, it was like, wow. But yeah, I don't know why. Another reason why Wentz left. It can't only be with just
allegedly. Thanks, Chris. That was allegedly Howie that he left. I don't know what to believe with the Wentz stuff anymore. I mean, it was Doug to start off. Then it wasn't Doug. It was the organization. Then it was specifically Howie. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Let's go to Chris, Northeast Philly. Chris, go ahead. How are you?
I'm good. What the hell, Mark? Sorry.
What's up, brother?
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
What's up?
But I took the words out of my mouth earlier. He said, he's pointing out the fact that guys like Graham and Cox and guys Andy and Chip Drafter were major contributors in the Super Bowl year.
You're giving
credit? You keep saying how he rebuilt the team in 2016. There was nothing. There was no rebuild. They got rid of a couple of contracts, brought a couple of guys in. That's not a rebuild. A rebuild is when you have nothing. Like
so he took Kiko Alonso, and he was able to get rid of Kiko Alonso and Maxwell. He was able to get draft picks to move up and then move up again to get Carson Wentz at number two.
Okay,
hold on. You don't think that's a significant move to get them where they were in 2017?
And I see you're taking it out of context. Is it a good move? Did he make good moves? Yeah. Did he have a couple good draft picks? Yeah. A complete rebuild? You're making it sound like they were a 3-13 team going nowhere 2 years in a row, and he rebuilt it. Now, they actually had a decent amount of talent. They had a bad coach who did not have to coach games, who didn't scheme or game plan right, and they all quit on him because they all saw what was happening.
Not a lot of offensive talent, though. Good line, but he also brought in Brandon Brooks, who was a big part of the line that was part of the 2017, right? That was a great free agent signing.
An absolute beast.
Okay.
Well, like I said, like most of the key contributors were all from Andy and Chip. Well, not most Chip's time, but
how about Alshon Jeffrey? How about Torrey Smith? How about LeGarrette Blount? How about Jay Ajayi? How about Carson Wentz? How about Nick Foles?
I'm saying all that. Well, Nick Foles really Andy, but
that's true.
But who brought him back?
A couple free agents here and there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So you keep going back to You keep going back to this rebuild. Okay. Maybe it wasn't like a total rebuild, but from where they were with Chip Kelly to where they got in 2017, that was a different team.
That's why, like, it's hard for me to have confidence in him. Like you said, it wasn't a total rebuild. Retooling, retweaking, whatever one of you, it wasn't a total rebuild. And he did make impressive moves, but now it's from,
ground zero now.
I gotcha.
Compared to building a house, now the whole foundation's got to be poured. Now you got to build from the dig up the dirt. You got to go to the starry bottom.
Right.
All right. Well, guess what? They needed to find the quarterback. And if Jalen Hurts isn't that guy, like, maybe you're right. Maybe that puts him behind the eight ball even that much more if Jalen Hurts can't play.
It does.
You know what I'm more worried about with Jalen Hurts?
What?
Is that he's good enough. Good enough to that you don't want to go out and find another quarterback. Good enough to where you're saying, like, dude, we don't want to move on from him. He's showing a little something, right?
Well,
you
got to believe you're going to win a title with him. What are we doing?
I agree with you.
You know, if you don't believe you have a quarterback you can win a Super Bowl with, what's the purpose of having him as the quarterback? Eventually, we're going to get tired of the, he's a nice guy. Everybody likes him. No, we want to win. You want to win. So you have to believe that you have a quarterback you can win a title with. That's what it was with Carson until you didn't believe you can win it with Carson. But for years, the majority of us felt he's a quarterback you can build around and win a title with. If you don't believe that with Jalen Hurts, then you had better be looking for that quarterback now.
Mm.
And that's for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Like, they can't go through this and say, you know what, he's okay. He's coachable.
What if it's maybe? Yeah,
you know the guys that are coachable? Guys who don't have a lot of talent. I was coachable.
Doug?
You know why I was coachable, Jack? I wasn't that damn good. If I was Lawrence Taylor, you think Lawrence Taylor was coachable?
No.
Ask Bill Belichick, was Lawrence Taylor coachable?
Nick Foles was coachable.
Oh, of course he is. He's limited.
Doug.
Oh, coachable. I love hearing players. And my man Jason Devine, I love him. I love hearing these guys talk about the quarterback position and certain mentality. Jason, great hands. You are a slot receiver. Of course you have a different mentality than a guy who thinks he's a number one receiver.
Than T.O.?
Yeah, ask T.O. does he want to compete for his job every year.
Or Nelly?
Yeah.
A first-round pick?
You know who wants to compete for a starting job every year? Backup players. That's who believes you should compete for a starting job every year. Starters, supremely talented guys, big money guys, you think they go through the offseason and say, well, I can't wait to get back here and fight for my job.
No.
Exactly.
And it's only getting worse.
So backup players, role players are coachable and all that other stuff. Star players, they're different.
Mm-hmm.
They're different. And the star quarterbacks, we're starting to see they're even more different.
Which we'll get into coming up here in a little bit, because apparently Russell Wilson's selling the Seahawks trade me.
Exactly. So,
which is amazing.
I mean, I love hearing the, yeah, he need to be humble. Yeah, I know why Nick was humble. Nick keeps getting bounced in and out of a lineup. You think he cares when they benched him in Jacksonville for Gardner Minshew? He didn't say a peep.
No, he didn't.
Because he's like, man, I probably shouldn't be here anyway.
Let's get
everyone doing?
Let's get Dominic and Cherry Hill in here. What's up, Dom? How are you, buddy?
Yo, guys. What's up, Dom? All right. So, you know what? I'm really tired of people coming at Howie. I really am.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I've sat here for the last year, okay? Love listening to WIP. But guess what, man? I'm getting so tired of people just destroying Howie Roseman. Yeah, it was a terrible year. Yeah, he's been struggling with draft picks. But you know what? This is our first bad year in a long time. You know, the last, what? We've made the playoffs three straight years, winning the Super Bowl. You know, other teams have these issues of not making the playoffs at all. I want to ask the question is, yeah, we missed out on DK Metcalf, right? What has the Seahawks won? Now that they have DK Metcalf, all these problems are solved because we missed out on them? I mean, come on, Justin Jefferson, were the Vikings in the playoffs this year? I mean, there's a lot of issues that these teams had because they don't do enough to build a team that is good enough to go to the Super Bowl and win it. And Howie Roseman did that 3 years ago. But now that things are going south, you know, with Carson Wentz, you got to give him a chance to rebuild this team. But all I hear is everybody jumping ship, everybody coming at Howie, blaming him. There's multiple people to blame here. It's not just Howie, whether he's the biggest piece of the pie or not. He got us a Super Bowl. He got us in the playoffs, helped build and get a franchise quarterback in Carson Wentz that led to a Super Bowl, and get the Super Bowl MVP to take down Tom Brady, the GOAT.
Well, you do realize he's the last one standing. Everybody else has been basically held accountable for their play or their coaching since the Super Bowl, because you can make that same statement for Doug, right? You can make that same statement for Carson Wentz, other than the fact he didn't play in the Super Bowl. He's coming off his first bad year. So those two guys have been held accountable to a degree. And fans who are fans of either, you can either be in the camp of Doug or in the camp of Carson. They see their guys gone and they're saying, hold up. Well, how's Howie Roseman still here? He's the one who built the roster and gave this roster to Doug. He's the one who built the roster and put these players around Carson. He's the one who drafted Jalen Hurts.
And there's not a Howie camp out there. You're right. There was a Doug camp. There was a Carson camp. There's very few people in that.
Yeah, the Howie Roseman camp.
All right, I'm there. Let's go. Let's go, Howie.
How's it going over there?
Not many people are here right now. It's just
you
me.
And you and the camera?
It's just me and Joe, yeah. And Joe's not even here. 215-592-9494. I mean, anybody that's followed this team close enough after the last however many years, they understand where this team is. This team, they're here for a reason, right? And then the whole Carson Wentz thing blew up in everybody's face.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Now you need to. It's actually easier to do what Howie's going to do right now than what they were trying to do post 2017. It's actually easier. Because all they tried to do back then was kick everything, kick the can further down the line.
Well, it's easier for 1 year. You're saying it's easier because it's low expectations, right?
Low expectations.
But that's only going to last 1 year.
Draft picks, right?
Which people are going to want to see do something right now.
And a ton of salary cap room, right? So now it's not, well, let's try to rebuild a little bit but keeping the window open. Now it's just, we need players everywhere. We need players everywhere.
Yeah, you're not going to convince people that he is a draft guy who they can believe in. He's going to have to convince them. Yep. Like his track
record. He needs a good draft.
Yeah, his track record in the draft has not been good.
Agreed. Coming up, man, to make matters worse, Russell Wilson may want out of Seattle, or he does want out of Seattle.
Get the trade package together.
And one of the teams he wants to go to. One of the teams he wants to go to is the Cowboys. Wait, hear the story with Russell Wilson.
He didn't list us.
He did not list the Eagles, no.
Well, I don't want him anyway, then.
And he hasn't demanded a trade from the Seahawks, but he says, but if you want to trade me, here are four teams I want to go to. Wait, this is wild with Russell Wilson. We'll talk about that coming up next. Markson Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.